I got invited up to Faber for an interview, and the prospect of Faber was fantastic. I mean, they were the great literary publisher. I mean, virtually every volume of poetry or plays or anything I had published by Faber at that time, all the greats were there. So I went up and I was interviewed by Tony Pocock, who was the sales and marketing director. And my CV, such as it was at that time, read like an issue of The Sporting Life. At school and at university, I'd spent all of my time doing sport. And I loved cricket. And I didn't realise that then, and it's still to a certain extent, publishing in those days, one, an unbelievably male bastion. I mean, there were women around, but I mean, we're talking 76 now. You know, it was secretaries, or they might have done a bit of publicity or editorial, but outside of that, it was male, male and male. And it was hugely dominated by a culture of loving cricket. Now, my CV said, and Tony saw this, and he said, cricket, you like cricket? I said, I love cricket. We spent about 2 hours talking about cricket. That was it. I got in because I was a woman who could talk about cricket.